Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And I am live finally today. Oh, my gosh. I don't even remember the last time I was here live. I think it was 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago. I don't even know. Yes, I've been on a sabbatical, but this is me, live and in color, no Memorex today. And Tina's here on the phones, and it's going to be an amazing show. We have Dr. Michael Cicchetti and his wife coming in today. This is the first time his wife is going to be on, and we're going to be talking about migraine headaches, of all things, and, of course, injuries of all sorts because, you know, they're both work from Buffalo Spine and Sport and treat everything that you can imagine over there, not just your spine and not just sport-related. In fact, like I said, we'll be talking about headaches, but I am glad to be back, and I think I can do this without crying because I did it yesterday on AM Buffalo without crying, and that was all God, but you know, I took a little bit of a sabbatical. As many of you know, my mom, you know, who had been living with me and I've been taking care of for, my gosh, 20 years, just had the absolute honor and pleasure to be taking care of her right up to the time where she took her first breath in heaven on June 22nd. She was 92 years old. My prayer has always been that she didn't fall, she didn't get injured, she didn't have a stroke, she wasn't suffering in those last days and months and even years. And God just answered my prayers. My other prayer was that I was with her at the end, and I was. My sister was on one side. I was on the other side holding her hand as she took her first breath in heaven, and my other sister in heaven, I'm sure, was pulling her up. And I just have to say, you know, I do have my moments, but I immediately, when she passed, when my mom passed, I had a peace that surpasses all understanding. And I can't explain it because I've always been a basket case. Whenever I've talked about my mother when she was alive, I always would start crying. And even my sister Arlene, who's in heaven, I've always really lost it every time I talked about them, because that love is so deep. It's so deep. But I'll tell you what, my mom has said this to me several times. She gave me life so I could live it. And I know for a fact she would not be wanting me sit around crying. She really lived through me. I mean, my house was always filled with pastors and, you know, people from, you know, the industry and, you know, things like that. And I know for a fact that she enjoyed watching me on the air. Yesterday I posted a picture actually on Facebook that she, my daughter Chanel took just about a month ago when she was watching me on air on AM Buffalo. And she was standing there in her curlers, and that's how I pictured her yesterday when I was on AM Buffalo. Linda Pellegrino just made it so easy for me yesterday, so easy for me to talk. I came in with my list of things that I was going to talk about, including my trip to Europe and how that all transpired, which I'll briefly tell you about. And she said, oh, no, we're not going to talk about any of that. We're going to talk about what happened with your life change over the last 4 weeks, because that's what people, you know, are interested in. That's what people have been asking questions about. And so it was all God, the way it all worked out. So here's what happened. The reason I haven't been here in 4 weeks or more, I actually think it was 5 weeks or 6 weeks, is that, you know, my mom took a turn and I did not leave her side. And what happened was we had she went very peacefully, as I said, my sister and I with her and my entire family filling the rooms. We've had pastors come in, you know, from the chapel at Cross Point, from hospice and everywhere else. When they walked in our house, it was filled with my aunts and uncles and cousins and family. And they said, you know, we are on holy ground here. We are sacred ground. Two different ones said that from two different you know, churches, and said, you know, this is a very holy place. And it was. I felt God's presence there. The love that my mom had given us, it was transcending through everyone. And so we had our celebration service, which Neil Boron spoke at, did an amazing job. Kiri Cardinelli and Greg Lee sang at. Jill Kelly spoke at my mother's service, and Pastor Jerry from the chapel at Cross Point. It was a beautiful service. Went to the luncheon. My daughter and my two daughters and my husband were supposed to be leaving for Europe. And what happened was we had planned this trip years ago for my daughter when she graduated. We were all going to go to Europe. When my mom took a turn for the worse, I decided to stay back and take care of my mom because that's what I wanted to do. And I told my husband and my daughters to go ahead without me. They were supposed to be leaving the day that my mom, her celebration service, the day we buried my mom's body. And after the service, what happened was we went to the luncheon and everybody said, Robbie, you cannot stay home. You cannot stay home for 3 weeks while they go to Europe. I said, I'll be fine. I was at such peace knowing my mom was in Jesus' arms at that point. Everybody said, no, you can't stay home. You can't stay home. We got home. My husband had an hour before he needed to leave for his flight with my daughters. He got on the computer, boom, boom, boom. It was all God. He got me a flight, not on their flight, but a different flight, leaving in just a couple hours from that time. My girlfriend came over. My daughter and my girlfriend threw all my clothes into a suitcase. And before I knew it, I was on a plane to Europe, and I had no idea how I got there. And I was going to be gone for 17 days, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, WDCX, AM Buffalo, my class is at the BAC. What's going to happen? And I just, honestly, it was all in God's hands, and everyone was so gracious. BAC owner said, Robbie, take as much time as you want. AM Buffalo said same thing. And, of course, WDCX Carrie was wonderful, wonderful at filling in for me and making sure that everything kept going here with my program. So I just want to thank all of you, the listeners. I've gotten so many cards and so many messages from all of you, and so many Facebook messages and so many flowers and everything else and prayers. And they really did help comfort me. Even though I haven't responded to all of them, I read all of them. I'm still in the process of reading all of them in the cards. And I will eventually reply. So thank you so much for that. So I am back, and nothing is going to stop me now because I am on a mission for God. I'm just, you know, ready, and so ready to teach at Kingdom Bound in just a couple of weeks. I'm so grateful for that, and I'm back in the saddle here. So today, when we come back, Dr. Michael Cicchetti and his wife, Corrine from Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sport, will be here talking about migraine headaches and anything else you want to talk to. Our phone lines will be open, 883-5000, outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
You have a story to tell and need to get your audience's attention. Whether that's through your ministry, a service you offer, or a product you sell, you need to make a lasting impression on your customers. Resolution Print Solutions will help you stand out in the crowd. With state-of-the-art print technology, their team is skilled at printing eye-catching window signs, outdoor signs, and point-of-purchase displays. Plus, business cards, brochures, posters, event programs, and much more. Contact Jeff at Resolution Print Solutions today at 868-3933. That's 868-3933. Let him know Robbie Ross sent you.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals, but more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And we are back live and in color again. Anna is so gracious, so thankful to be here live for a change. And I did want to mention Church on the Beach is going on. It's so exciting. Tomorrow we have Pastor Tommy Reed speaking. And, you know, I heard it was great when Jill Kelly and Aaron Kelly spoke. There was like 500 people there. And last week, even when Pastor Wes spoke, it was jammed and the rain held off. We have July 23rd, Kevin Lehman will be there. And also August 3rd, Nick Vucic will be there. And Benji and Jenna will be leading worship. That's August 3rd at Crystal Beach. August 17th, Neil Boron and Zach Boron will be speaking. Dana Marie will be doing worship. And then August 24th, Pastor Pat Jones from Eastern Hills Wesleyan Church, he'll be speaking. So you don't want to miss it. I haven't had a chance because I've been in Europe for 3 weeks. But I will be there. I definitely will be there. I'll tell you what, August 3rd and August 17th. And it's going to be a great time. It's family-oriented. It's wonderful. It's right over the border. It doesn't take you long. And it's a beautiful time. And you just feel like you're by the ocean over there. So it's really cool. Check it out. All right. So in studio right now, Dr. Michael Cicchetti and his wife, Corinne Cicchetti, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
How are you? I'm so grateful that you both are here, and you're both doctors, so I'm excited to have you here. And Dr. Corinne Cicchetti, I've heard so much about you, and I'm just so thankful to have you here with your husband today. He's been doing an amazing job, and the two of you are going to be off the charts today. I just know it. So, you know, and I just want to, again, thank you for all the prayers and everything that you've given me and, over the last couple of weeks. I just appreciated that. So, but today we're talking about, well, we always talk about injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system with you,
yep.
Dr. Cicchetti.
Yes. Yep. So we always talk about back pain, neck pain, tendon injuries, common overuse injuries. But one thing that we also do within our practice is we treat headaches, specifically migraine headaches. And there's some exciting treatment options for people who suffer with different headaches, but especially chronic migraine. So I brought my wife along today because she's one of the gurus with treating migraine headaches in our clinic. And so I thought it would be really good, and I know that you thought it would be, you know, a good idea to talk about different headache syndromes, what differentiates them, how they present, and what are some of the treatment options, and then what can we do within our clinic to help patients who have chronic migraines specifically. And, you know, so I brought my wife along.
Yeah.
Because she's more of the expert at this than I am.
That's very nice to hear, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, I do want to get into that. But before we do, I want to say that I read your article yesterday in the Buffalo News. I have it before me. It was a great article. It's on, page A10, because sometimes I don't get to read the paper on the same day. So if you have yesterday's paper still around, A10 on the opinion page, you wrote an article about the study on spinal injections, including several flaws. And just tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Sure. So back on July 3rd, the Buffalo News published an article that cited a brand new study that came out in the New England Journal of Medicine that regarded epidural steroid injections in patients with spinal stenosis. And this was a large study that was done, and it was randomized and controlled, and the outcomes showed that people with a condition called central spinal stenosis don't necessarily have any significant improvement with epidural injections compared to a simple injection of just local anesthetic. And, you know, how the Buffalo News portrayed epidural steroid injections, you know, they kind of made it seem like they don't help anybody. Mm-hmm. And that simply is not true, with an exclamation point. And even the study itself that was published in this journal had some flaws. And it's really, you know, I thought as soon as this study came out, we had patients coming into the office and, you know, asking questions. And, you know, some were concerned about epidurals. Others were like, well, wait a minute, I get epidurals and they work wonderfully for me. Yeah. So why is that? And so I wanted to set the record straight, and it deserved a comment. And so as soon as this came out, you know, my partners and I, we decided to write this article, and we were hoping that it was going to get at least picked up by some media outlet. And as soon as we sent it in, it was picked up immediately by the Buffalo News. So I am thankful that they realized that there are always two sides to a story.
Yeah.
And this one deserved a lot of mention. So I hope people will go and look at this article from yesterday. It's on A10 at the bottom of the page. And, you know, I really think it more accurately portrays how epidurals are really looked at in terms of our clinic. We're also going to be posting some bullet points on our website that tell patients how epidural steroid injections can actually be very effective for certain conditions. And spinal stenosis is just one condition that may benefit from an epidural steroid injection, but it's not the only type of condition. And the article that came out 2 weeks ago in the Buffalo News really portrayed epidurals as not being beneficial for anybody, which was not true. Yeah. And so we had to, you know, as a physician who does these injections, who has studied these injections and knows the literature about them, it deserved a comment.
Well, good for you for doing that. I congratulate you for doing that. And it was very well written. I encourage everybody to check it out in yesterday's Buffalo News. And kudos to the Buffalo News for putting in the article, because, that probably was somebody had a little egg on their face with that one. But, you know, you set the record straight. And I've done that, too, with the Today Show and Good Morning America, where, you know, the nutritionist on there has said some things that were inaccurate. And so I have written letters. And
yeah. And if anybody out there has questions that are regarding this type of treatment, just an epidural, or how it's used for disc herniation pain, spinal stenosis, sciatica. I mean, please call in. We'd love to answer your questions. We'd love to hear what sort of treatments you've been told about. And, you know, there's thousands of people just in Western New York who are suffering daily from sciatica, stenosis, disc herniations. And, you know, we treat these patients every day. And so please call in if you have questions or concerns.
Yes, you can call in today, 833-5000, outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848, or Buffalo Spine and Sport. It's right at 100 College Parkway, number 100 in Williamsville. The number there is 716-626-0093. So if you're just joining us, Dr. Michael Cecchetti and his wife, another doctor, in-house today. We're going to be talking about a lot of things, but in particular, migraine headaches. And I know a lot of you have, you know, called in about migraine headaches in the past, and we didn't have an expert on. So today is your chance to ask those questions. And also, I want to say, when I came back this week from my sabbatical at the Buffalo Athletic Club, I had on my first day two people come up to me and say, thank you so much for referring me to Dr. Cecchetti. I hear it all the time, but it was within the first 5 minutes of me walking in the BAC door that two of the people.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, so great job. You're helping so many people. So when we come back, we will be getting into a conversation with Dr. and Dr. Cecchetti, a husband and wife team from Buffalo Spine and Sport here, talking about migraines and also other injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system. Might take it in a different direction at some point. We'll see. But we're going to start out talking about the migraine headaches. And I'm so grateful, Doctor, that you're here. Both doctors
Thank
are here
you.
Today. So we'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Navi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Navi offers top-quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise. And many times, company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting robbieraw.com.
And on that note, I just want to thank a couple of people again that were involved in the care of my mom. And one was Pine Pharmacy. The medication was coming, the compounds my mom was getting were coming from Pine Pharmacy, and also Home Christian Home Companions, fantastic organization. You got to check them out. They are just amazing. And of course, hospice. And I'll tell you what, I could not have done it without hospice and Home Christian Companions and Pine Pharmacy. So when you have a need in your home and your family members, check those organizations out, and I'll tell you, you don't know what you need until you get it. I could just say that. So, in studio live and in color right here are Dr. Michael Cicchetti and his wife, who's also a doctor at Buffalo Spine and Sport. And if you're just joining us, Dr. Cicchetti is on a regular basis here. We're so grateful. We're always talking about musculoskeletal injuries and how to treat them non-surgically of the spine and musculoskeletal system. But along with that, Dr. Cicchetti talked about the fact that they focus also on helping people with migraine headaches. So explain to me, the difference between a migraine headache and a regular headache.
Sure. So when we talk about headaches in general, we're talking about mostly primary headaches. Other causes have already been ruled out, and they're classified either into chronic headaches or episodic headaches. So some people just have an occasional headache, and some people have them more on a chronic basis, which can be almost every day. When we see patients more with chronic daily headaches, and the main classifications of chronic daily headaches are chronic migraines and chronic tension type headaches. They usually fall within those two categories. And the differentiating features of those two are the chronic migraines. Patients will often complain of pulsating pain in the head. It's moderate to severe in intensity. It can be unilateral or bilateral. A lot of times they'll say it's just on one side of their head or one portion of their head. It's usually aggravated with physical activity or exercise, makes things worse. And a lot of times they'll have nausea, vomiting, photophobia or phonophobia, so light sensitivity or sound sensitivity. Associated with it. Versus the chronic tension type headaches, where usually patients will complain of more pressure or tightness in their head. And it's more mild to moderate in severity. Generally, it'll be the entire head. Symptoms are bilateral, and it's not generally aggravated by physical activity.
So, because I'm thinking of my mom right now, who used to always have a headache almost every day, and I had so had her didn't know at the time that I should have talked, thinking her to you, but it took her to dent and everywhere else, and you know, it was sinus related, they kept telling me. So that's different than a migraine headache.
It is. So a lot of these patients that come in with headaches, you really need to rule out other causes, because there certainly are other causes. Sometimes it is sinus. Sometimes it's coming from the neck. So that's something we sometimes have to sort out, is the headaches that these patients are experiencing related to a problem with the neck, which certainly we treat in our office. And obviously, a thorough neurologic workup, too, is needed. So most of the time in our practice specifically, we're seeing patients after they've seen a neurologist, after they've had other treatments, have tried medications, and they're coming to us because things are just not getting better and they're frustrated.
So ruling out, you know, because I have obviously have had patients who've had brain tumors and what have you like
that. Absolutely.
They've already ruled that out by the time they come, you know, to you, hopefully.
Yes, and if they haven't, then we make sure that that workup is done, because that is important before really diving into treatment, to have that MRI of the brain, make sure nothing else is going on as well.
Especially if you're over the age of 50 and you have not had a workup and you're having chronic daily headaches that are just worsening in severity, that really needs to be worked up and probably some imaging done prior to just saying that this is, you know, nothing severe or sinister.
Right.
And also men, too. You know, we know that chronic migraine is 2 to 6 times higher prevalence in women than men.
Wow.
So particularly if you have a man that comes in, particularly later in life, that are, that's complaining of daily headaches, you really need to work that up.
Yeah, well, so Buffalo Spine and Sport, I mean, I have learned so much since you have been on, because I always thought, you know, Buffalo Spine and Sport just had to do with the spine and sport-related injuries of the spine. So, my goodness gracious, you do a lot over there. So, someone comes in and you give them a workup, and now, is there generally medication that is involved once you, you know, I guess diagnose that it is, you know, related to a migraine, or it's either chronic or tension, or I'm sure because you offer yoga there too, and you know, yoga helps a lot of people who have tension, you know, problems and what have you, not managing their stress, you know, well or what have
you. Right. So chronic tension headaches and chronic migraine headaches are handled much different, differently. So when we get more into the chronic migraine realm, and that's really classified as 15 or more headache days per month, with the headaches lasting more than 4 hours at a time, and generally at least 8 days per month those patients have a migraine headache. So they may have a low level headache almost every day, but 8 of those days during the month are, at least 8 days, are a migraine headache.
Like debilitating migraine.
A lot of times they are debilitating. And that's one of the issues with migraine headaches, is it is a huge burden. People miss work. People can't function in their household. They can't take care of their kids. So it's actually a huge financial burden to a lot of patients as well.
Yes, I know several people who, like, they end up in bed. They have a migraine headache, and they're in bed, and they're, you know, just having all sorts of, you know, problems around them because they're not being able to function. So it's become debilitating.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's when, you know, there are, you spoke about medications.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of patients are tried, once they're diagnosed with chronic migraines, on different prophylactic medications or medications to prevent the mm-hmm. headaches from starting in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many different classes of those medications. Some of them are anti-epileptics or anti-seizure medications, sometimes antidepressants, sometimes non-steroidal medications, even some blood pressure medications are used, such as
really?
Beta blockers or calcium channel blocker medications.
Hmm.
And some people respond really well to those medications to prevent them, as well as some medications that can treat their acute migraine headaches.
Hmm. And Botox?
And Botox. So we're going to get to Botox, yes, which is a big treatment that we use in our office for patients that have failed other treatments.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, when we come back from our endorsed sponsors, we'll get into this a little bit more. Again, we have the doctors from Buffalo Spine and Sport here, Dr. Michael Cicchetti and his wife, who's also a doctor. And how does that work in-house, both of you doctors? You're busy people.
We're very busy.
Yeah. I mean, Corinne and I have, we've been able to manage it. It sometimes makes for boring conversations at dinner. But at the same time, it's also nice, you know, because we can always bounce things off each other. If we have a difficult
yes.
patient or an interesting patient case and we want to see how the other would have treated or what they would have thought to do, it's always nice to be able to come home and say, hey, honey, you know, let me tell you about this case today.
Yes.
So that's right. helpful, but it can certainly also make for some boring dinner conversations if you
talk
are
about
always talking
much.
About work
yeah.
and then you're at the same job together, yeah.
I'm usually the one that says, okay, 15 more minutes, and then we're not talking about work anymore.
Because I love it so much that I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to talking about medicine, so she's got to cut me off.
Yeah, well, you know, my husband and I went out for the first time. I realized summer was going on because we were in Europe for 3 weeks. Before mm-hmm. that, I was in the house. I realized, wow, summer's going on. We need to go out. And so last night we went out, and really we started talking about work for the first, like, 20 minutes, and I was like, okay, that's enough, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's just talk about life, the kids, you know,
absolutely.
The band. We were watching a concert. I don't want to talk about work. But, you know, it happens. It happens. Well, and you both know the Lord, which is, you know,
yes.
praise God for that, because I just don't even know how I would have gotten through what I've gotten through or how anyone can get through life without knowing the Lord. So that's always good. You know, it's always a good thing. So our marriages are three, not just the two of us, right? So mm-hmm. amen to that.
Absolutely.
So when we come back, our phone lines will be open, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. I don't know, maybe you are someone who's been suffering with a migraine headache. Maybe it's you don't know what to do. I mean, you don't have time. I know for myself, for like the past year, I hadn't have time to go to the doctor because I was taking care of my mom. As moms and dads, we're busy. We don't take care of ourselves. Maybe you have a question. Should you be going to get checked out if you have an occasional headache? Or maybe you have a daily headache. Yes, you should be going to be checked out. Well, you don't have to pay for an appointment right now. You can call in and talk to the doctors about it. Or perhaps it's about something else or someone you know who has migraine headaches that you have some questions on. So anyway, I know you're running in and out of the car and the kids are in the background and everything. That's okay. We have kids, so we understand. So 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. And we'll just get right back into it when we come back, talking about migraine headaches with Dr. Michael Cicchetti and Dr. Michael Cicchetti, husband and wife from Buffalo Spine and Sport. And perhaps you have another problem too, a sports-related injury problem or a musculoskeletal problem. They treat all of that. And once again, you know, we'll take your calls and they'll take your calls for appointments at 716-626-0093. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasia at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And we are back, and our phone lines are ringing off the hook here, so we will get to all of you. 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. Talking about migraine headaches with Dr. Michael Cicchetti and his wife, Dr. Corinne Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sport. And I know even Tina, our phone and board, person here has a question too about, whether or not it's hereditary. So, is it hereditary? I mean, Tina's busy, so we'll just get into it. What do you think?
Well, I think that there is a genetic predisposition to it. We often see it running in families I've even had patients coming in and they'll say, can I bring my daughter in too? Because she's suffering from headaches.
Wow.
So we often do see it run in family members. I don't think it's ever been proven that there's actually a specific gene identified for it, but there certainly seems to be some sort of genetic predisposition to it.
Yeah, I've got no doubt that there are some people in some families that it seems to be more common in. But with most conditions, there's a genetic link potentially, but the environment also plays a role in many headaches. And so these families that you tend to see higher levels of headaches in, you also have to step back and look at, well, what type of environment is this family living in?
Right.
Because many conditions, you have to consider both the environment and the makeup of the genes, essentially.
So what in the environment would be, cause?
Triggers?
Yeah.
Well, stress.
Yeah.
So stress in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Food. So,
yeah, I want to talk about that.
Certainly nutrition and food, could play a role. Noise. I mean, there's tons of things that could potentially be triggers for headaches. And so you have to consider that. And so that's important part of the history taking as well when we're dealing with headaches is what sort of things really trigger them. And some people will know instantaneously what triggers their headaches and others won't.
When you were saying environment, I was thinking about, Love Canal environment because I know that there are quite a few people who live in Love Canal who have problems with headaches. And they also obviously have, there's several cases of brain tumors there along with neurological problems and skin problems and all kinds of things going on right now. Some of them are my very close friend. So we will get to the phones here and we'll hopefully Tina will. And it's Helen from Oakville. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Helen. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good. Thank you.
Are you listening to the show today and you had a question?
Yeah, I do. I have been diagnosed with a brain tumor, and I'm just waiting for the results. I had an MRI on Tuesday, and at first they thought it was an aneurysm, and then I had another CT scan, and they diagnosed it as a brain tumor. Anyways, they're not severe headaches, but my head just feels like a fog. a lot of times. And then yesterday afternoon, a headache really did come on. And I'm just wondering if that has anything to do with the tumor or, you know, like it seems I have to take Tylenol every morning, you know.
Well,
probably hard to.
First of all, you know, I'm sorry to hear that. That's, you know, that's obviously a tough diagnosis. And you don't have any idea yet what type of tumor this is. Did they biopsy it, or did you just get an MRI or a CT scan?
I just had an MRI. I know the name of it. It's meningioma.
Okay. So here's the good news about that.
Meningioma or something?
Is that it's a benign tumor.
Okay.
Okay.
Praise
so
God.
That is excellent news already. So,
okay.
You know, that should calm your heart down. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hopefully right now. So that is a benign tumor, and sometimes they just watch those tumors based upon how big they are, and they'll just get repeat scans every 3 to 6 months.
Right.
Other times it's necessary to actually remove the tumor, okay, to perform an operation where they remove part of the bone, take the tumor out, okay? And if the tumor is the cause of the headaches and the fogginess, then that's something that's probably going to have to be done. Okay, potentially, because no other treatment will really suffice.
Helen, did you have headaches prior to this diagnosis?
Oh, yes, years ago when I was, I'm 68 years old now, but when I was a lot younger, back in my early days with the kids and then I was working part-time, I used to get a lot of migraines to the point where I'd have, sometimes they were so bad I'd have to actually lay down for a couple hours. That I was on medication as well for the migraine.
Okay, so you have migraine headaches on top of the tumor. Okay.
So it's hard to say right now with a new diagnosis if this is just triggering something that you already had or whether this is new secondary to the tumor. A lot of that too depends on how big the tumor is, where it's situated.
Yeah, I think it's a small one and it's situated behind the eye on the left side. Yeah.
Helen, how did you end up going to the doctor and finding out that you had a tumor?
Well, I had, that Monday, I had severe dizziness. I could barely, it hit me in the car as I was coming home from an appointment, and I could barely get in to the house from the car, okay? And then when I did come in the house, I just flopped down on the couch, and I lay there all day. I couldn't, like, for me to go to the washroom, I had to go on all my fours because, you know, everything was just spinning. I've had that before. And then the next morning, I still didn't feel good, but I sort of had a headache. And then on Wednesday, I called my family doctor. I felt I was well enough to go to see her, but she couldn't take me. Thursday, it was the same thing. And she just told me to go to emergency. So I did that. And that's when the doctor there, he was the same doctor that treated Ron McLean's wife last year. I don't know if you read about it.
No.
It's in Reader Digest and all that, but she almost died and he brought her back to life. So he was a wonderful doctor, and he said that I would have to have a lumbar spine puncture to see if there was any bleeding in the brain. So they did do the CT scan, and there was no bleeding in the brain, which is wonderful.
So then
he suggested that I go to another hospital and see a neurologist, which I did 2 weeks later. And because at this hospital they didn't put the dye into, you know, the veins that go to the brain, they had to do another CT scan. And, I forgot to tell you, at the Oakville Hospital they diagnosed me with an aneurysm. So, of course, every morning I would get up and I'd say, thank you, Lord, I'm still here, you know,
yes.
That type of thing. So
absolutely.
For 2 weeks I had to deal with that. And then when I went to the other hospital, they had to do another CT scan, and that's when the neurologist told me that it was not an aneurysm, it was a brain tumor.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's the one that sent me for an MRI, which I had on Tuesday, and I'm just waiting for the results. Yeah.
Well, Helen, can we pray for you?
Sure.
Oh.
Wonderful.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for Helen and for her heart, Lord. And we know that you're sovereign, Lord. You've got this. We know that. And, you know, you can do immeasurably beyond what medicine could ever do, Lord.
Absolutely.
And so we just ask you to pour your Holy Spirit over Helen right now and just give her your peace, because you're the Prince of Peace, Lord.
Yeah.
And let her know that you are in control, that you're sovereign, Lord, and that, Lord, we're going to just trust in you with all of this. And whatever the outcome is, Lord, with Helen's brain tumor, we're just going to put it in your hands, Lord, and know that you can do immeasurably beyond any medicine. And, Lord, let your will be done, Lord.
Yes.
And I thank you that Helen was listening to the show today, and I just am thankful that she knows you, Lord, because with you all things are possible.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' holy, holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're
welcome. Now, could I ask you one more question?
No.
Sure, go ahead. This is relating to my mother-in-law who has sciatica big time.
Okay.
She's 88 years old, and she's suffering. Medication's not really helping her.
Yeah. So just a few questions. When she gets her sciatica, does she complain about it more when she's up and walking around, or does she complain about it all the time, you know, even when she's sitting?
Mainly when she's walking around.
Yeah.
She can hardly walk. She's bent right over now because she has a problem with her back as well.
Yep.
You know, so she's my height now, and she used to be about 5'10", 11", and I'm only 5 foot.
Yeah.
You know, she's humped over with a walker.
Yeah, so she almost certainly has this condition called spinal stenosis.
Yes.
That's exactly how stenosis presents. Classically, people will complain of back pain and leg symptoms, which is what sciatica is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a term that means leg pain, and they'll complain about it much more when they're standing and walking, and it will improve with bending forwards, sitting. And it can be debilitating, and many times medications don't work. Most people who suffer from stenosis are older, and they can't tolerate medication, so, you know, the wrong thing to do is just try to give them more medication, and then they get into a fog or, you know, other problems with their organs result. It's a very tough condition to treat, and this is exactly why I don't want people to have this really negative opinion about an epidural steroid injection, because it may help your mother, okay? Mm-hmm. So I think you need to find a physician who performs this type of procedure to see if she may benefit.
Okay.
I don't know the severity of your mom's stenosis, but also, you know, the other flip side is, you know, at 88, is she even a candidate for surgery?
Yes.
The answer is probably no.
No.
There are some very small procedures that can be performed even on, you know, people who are 88 years old. But, you know, when you look at the entire spine, usually folks that have stenosis, it's not just one level. You know, it's multiple levels that are involved.
Right.
And so there's not a whole lot of treatments, and that's why you may want to get the opinion of a physiatrist, which is what we are.
Podiatrist?
Physiatrist. P-H-Y-S-I-A-T-R-I-S-T. So physiatrist.
Oh.
Yeah, physical medicine and rehab.
Okay.
Or a pain physician who specializes in anesthesia. So there's anesthesiologist and there's physiatrist. Those are the two most likely doctors who specialize in pain medicine. Get their opinion.
Okay.
Have them look at the MRIs and see if she'll be a candidate for an epidural.
Okay.
All right. Helen, thank you so much for calling in. And, you know, I'm so glad we got to pray with you today.
I am too.
God bless you. You put that tumor right in God's hands. And
that's what I've done. And I've had a piece about it, you know?
Yes. And visualize it disintegrating. You know,
Amen.
The visualization is so important.
Exactly. Thank you. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you for calling in. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we're going to go right to Clint in Toronto because he's been waiting a long time. Good morning, Clint.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, no, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Did you have a question for the doctors?
Yeah, I do. It's about my dad. He's 62 years old, and for the past about 5 years, he's been dealing with a lot of pressure in his head. And until recently, he's been getting also pressure in his neck and even kind of like really discomfort, and it's really stiff. He's been to the doctor numerous times. He's taking tests. He's done about 3 or 4 MRIs or CAT scans. They can't find anything at all. The most recent one was done last week. Came back again negative. They can't find anything. The doctor again did blood tests on him just a couple of days ago, and nothing at all.
What do you think, doctors?
Has he seen someone such as a physiatrist like ourselves to evaluate his neck as well?
No, he has not actually. He's even been, that's my kind of next step to encourage him with. I guess he's kind of given up because he doesn't know what's happening. He's even been to a homeopathic doctor, and he's tried some of the stuff they recommended, and nothing has helped at all.
Well, I think the hard part is, you know, the imaging studies, it's good that it's ruled out anything major going on, but that only gives us one piece of the puzzle because it doesn't show us how things are functioning. So really looking at how he's moving, looking at the muscles, looking at everything else that could be a source of his pain. And so whether this is more of just a tension headache or a migraine headache, or whether it's coming from his neck, would certainly need to be evaluated by someone who sees these types of issues, such as a physiatrist, regularly. Because certainly his pain is coming from somewhere. Someone just needs to point a finger at it. And if it's not showing up in the imaging, then someone else needs to look at the musculoskeletal system.
He even recently took off. He's on disability now because he's a driving examiner. And he just, when he's driving and he's in the cars, he just feels really dizzy and nauseated. So we had to take time off.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
I would definitely encourage him to get in and see someone, like I said, that specializes more in terms of treating the neck and the musculoskeletal system.
And what did you say that the specialization is, or the doctor?
We are physiatrists, or rehabilitation medicine.
Okay.
Physiatrist with a P-H, P-H-Y-S, physiatrist, physical medicine and rehab doctors. Or MDs.
They must have those in Canada.
Yeah, I'm sure.
This is the first time I'm hearing about it, but I'll definitely probably have them. I'll do some research and find out.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, thank you so much, Clint.
Thank you so much, and God bless.
God bless you too. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so we are going to go to our endorsed sponsors. We're going to say something.
Well, let's talk about some treatment for a chronic migraine, specifically Botox.
When we come back. Yes, absolutely. And I also want to talk about foods that could trigger it and help as well. And we don't have a lot of time. So we'll be right back with the Raw Truth.
You have a story to tell and need to get your audience's attention. Whether that's through your ministry, a service you offer, or a product you sell, you need to make a lasting impression on your customers. Resolution Print Solutions will help you stand out in the crowd. With state-of-the-art print technology, their team is skilled at printing eye-catching window signs, outdoor signs, and point-of-purchase displays. Plus, business cards, brochures, posters, event programs, and much more. Contact Jeff at Resolution Print Solutions today at 868-3933. That's 868-3933. Let him know Robbie Ross sent you.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Nabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Nabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And so we're not taking any more calls because we don't have a lot of time, but we have Dr. Michael and Corinne Cicchetti in-house here. We've been talking about migraines, lots of phone calls, but I want to get in about the Botox treatment and also, you know, also what foods trigger and help with migraines. Mm-hmm. If we don't get it all in, you'll be back next month on August 30th, and we can talk about it then,
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, tell me, what is Botox real quickly?
So Botox is... Well, actually, botulinum toxin. There's many botulinum toxins on the market. Botox is just one of them, which is used for the treatment of chronic daily migraine headaches that meet the criteria that we talked about before, the 15 or more headache days per month, et cetera. And there was a study that was done in 2010 where they looked at Botox injections versus placebo injections, and they found a significant difference in terms of decreased frequency of headaches, decreased severity of headaches with use of Botox. Mm-hmm. And so they are injections that are given, there's 31 injections actually,
wow,
that are given, small injections. It's a protocol that was in that study, and it's done essentially around the head and some in the neck.
Oh, wow.
And it is really amazing the results that we're seeing in terms of diminishing headaches in these chronic migraine patients. Many of my patients have had between 50 to 100% relief of their chronic migraine headaches from this. And it works, you know, some of it they don't really know why it works. You know, Botox is, what it does is it relaxes muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And so we use it a lot for other medical treatment. Obviously, it's used cosmetically for wrinkles,
mm-hmm, right,
but we use it for spasticity. We use it for a condition called cervical dystonia, which is involuntary spasms of the neck muscles, many different indications. But for migraine, we think it works somewhat by relaxing the muscles, but also it's proposed that it changes some of the blood flow to the brain, as well as some changes in terms of the sensory input to the brain. Mm-hmm. So it's really a great treatment for patients that have failed other medications, other treatments, and they get amazing results.
Wow, good stuff. We need to talk more. I have some questions about that, but we won't have time to get into it today. And then, of course, foods that trigger migraines. I know some myself because I, you know, obviously am helping people with that. And help, but in your practice, what do you suggest?
Well, I think a lot of it is really a patient listening to their body and understanding,
yes,
their body and really trying to eliminate foods. Mm-hmm. A lot of times triggers will be, red wine is a big trigger for,
yes,
a lot of patients.
And alcohol in general.
Yes, and alcohol,
yeah,
in general. Chocolate, caffeine, sometimes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different triggers. And so it's really paying attention to your diet, writing everything down.
Right. That's, and taking things out and putting things back in.
Absolutely.
Is what I tell people. Because some with aged cheese or food additives, cold,
absolutely,
foods, even some people have had problems, I know, with gluten.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I was just going to say gluten. And high carbohydrate.
Right, yeah. So,
yep,
interesting. We'll talk more about that when you guys come back. And caffeine, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
Caffeine in general.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh my gosh, good stuff. Dr. Corinne and Michael Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sport. You guys are a great team. Now, you know, not only is she smart, she's beautiful, and you're a lucky guy.
I hit the jackpot, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. But great team, you guys. At Buffalo Spine and Sport, you can give them a call, 716-626-
7166-0093, 716-626-0093. They treat musculoskeletal problems, non-surgically, problems of the spine, and migraine headaches. You advise people on physical therapy, for yoga on site. You have chiropractic care, counseling, I think, right? Everything.
Absolutely.
The whole works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a great thing right here in Williamsville.
We'll be back on the air on August 30th.
August 30th. Put it on your calendar, and we will get those questions answered. And thank you so much, Dr. Michael and Corinne Cicchetti,
thank
for coming
you for
on.
Having us.
Great, thanks for having us.
Great job. Great job. All right. We'll see you all back here. Remember, God commands us in the fruit of the Spirit to have self-control. And listen, you guys, God wants us to focus on prayer, not despair. Have a beautiful week. God bless.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.